It's Casey Drive. You're hanging up right here with me, Brad. It's 27 minutes away from 5 o'clock. Sabrina Carpenter, that one is called Tears. Still got great music. Still coming up for the remainder of the afternoon, including the Rush Hour mix. It's coming up after 5 for you guys. It's going to be Driving Home. Thank you, Neville, for the message. And also thank you to Sharon for sending it through. And then also Amelia for saying that the tune in. Really appreciate it. 082-414-1077, our dedicated WhatsApp number. All right, guys, as we mentioned earlier, the countdown to South Africa's 2026 local government elections has begun. It's happening, guys, with the municipal council term expiring on the 1st of November 2026. The preparations, of course, for the 4th of November 2026 municipal elections are well underway. Now, the Commission wishes to extend its sincere appreciation to South Africans across the country who turned out in their numbers during the first voter registration weekend, which was out obviously on the 20th and the 21st of June earlier this year, 2026. Now, over the two voter registration days, the Commission recorded 2.9 million registration transactions, which reaffirms the nation's strong and enduring commitment to electoral participation and the ongoing effort, of course, to ensure that all eligible South Africans are registered and correctly assigned to their voting districts has increased the total number of registered voters to 28.5 million. However, more than 11 million eligible South Africans remain unregistered. Now, to provide these citizens with another opportunity to register or to update their voter registration details, the Electoral Commission will open all voting stations on the weekend of August the 1st to August the 2nd, that's now this coming weekend, from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 in the evening. The IEC is committed to ensuring that every eligible citizen is informed, educated, empowered, and registered to vote in our democracy. Today we are joined by the IEC to discuss the importance of voter registration and participation in the upcoming elections. And I do have with me on the line Ilka, who is an IEC delegated official. Ilka, thank you for holding. Welcome to Drive. And Casey, lovely to speak to you. How are you?
Hi, thank you very much. I'm well, and you?
I'm very, very well. Appreciate it so much. We'll make this conversation obviously available as a conversation. Let's get into it, Ilka. The Commission recorded the Commission recorded 2.9 million registration transactions during the first voter registration weekend, as I said, up from 1.7 million in 2021. What would you like to say to all South Africans who visited their voting stations then?
The Commission would like to extend its sincere appreciation to South Africans across the country who turned out in their numbers during the registration weekend held on the 20th and 21st June 2026. This just reaffirms the nation's strong and enduring commitment to electoral participation.
Now, the Electoral Commission, Ilka, has announced that there will be another voting registration weekend before the elections. Why is this important?
It's important because the general voter registration drives ahead of an election serve at least two purposes. The first is to register new voters. The second purpose is to enable registered voters to inspect their details and, if necessary, to update them in the district in the wards in which they reside.
Ilka, why is it important that people register where they reside?
Brad, this is significant because in local government elections, there is no statutory opportunity for a voter to vote at a voting station in which they are not registered. So during the 4th of November 2026 elections, you can only vote where you are registered to vote.
Right. Now, when is the next voter registration weekend for these elections, Ilka?
It is important to remind all South Africans that the second and the last voter registration weekend for the 2026 local government election will take place on Saturday, August the 1st, and Sunday, August the 2nd of this year, 2026. More than 23,000 voting stations across 4,488 municipal wards will be open on these 2 days. This additional weekend will provide another opportunity for our citizens to register and update their details at the registration station nationwide. Voting stations will be open from 8 a.m. and it will close at 5 p.m.
So there's enough time for everyone, obviously. Now, Ilka, who qualifies to register to vote in these elections?
To qualify to register to vote, one must be a South African citizen first, be at least 16 years or older, but you can only vote from the age of 18. have a green barcoded South African identity document or a smart card ID or a valid temporary identity certificate. Please remember that voters must register where they reside and vote where they are registered.
Now, will the Home Affairs offices be open again during the voter registration weekend, Ilka, to assist those who need identity documents to register to vote?
Yes, the Home Affairs offices will be open countrywide during the second voter registration weekend to facilitate citizen application for identity documents, which are a prerequisite for registration as a voter. The ID is used to verify the voter's identity and eligibility to vote in the elections.
Ilka, why should voters register where they ordinarily reside and not register anywhere?
Registering to vote in your ward is important because it gives you a direct voice in choosing who represents your community in local government. During local government elections, voters can only vote at their registered voting station, ensuring they participate in elections relevant to their community. Their voter registration weekend provides an opportunity for individuals to verify their registration in the correct voting district. It is crucial to keep your registration details, including your voting district and station, accurate and up-to-date before election day.
So what about those who have already registered to vote previously, Ilka?
Existing voters are urged to verify that they are correctly registered in the voting districts where they are, where they reside. If you have moved your, if you have moved homes, even a short distance, since you are registered, your voting district and voting station may have changed and you may need to re-register in your new voting district. However, once registered correctly, voters do not have to re-register each time there is an election.
So when should a person update their voter registration details, Ilka?
A voter will be required to update their registration details if, for the following reasons, the voter has changed their place of residence, for example, has a new address, the voter has an incomplete or no address, a voter has been issued with a new ID number which is different from the old one, the Municipal Demarcation Board has changed ward boundaries, or the Electoral Commission has changed the voting district boundaries.
So how does a person check his or her voter registration status, like if they are registered correctly, Ilka?
There are many, many options. Voters may use one of the following facilities to check the registration status. We have a website, so it is www.elections.org.za. Then there's a SMS. You can SMS your ID number to 32810, and it's 1 rand per SMS. There's a toll-free phone call from a landline to the call center, and that number is 0800 11 8000, only available during specific periods announced by the commission. Online at registertovote.elections.org.za, which is now mahala, no data required. And then there's a IEC WhatsApp chatbot. You just send a message hi on WhatsApp to 060-088-0000, or you can download our mobile app and enter your ID number or voting, or you can visit your voting station during registration weekends.
Ilka, can voters still register to vote before the nationwide voter registration weekend, which is scheduled obviously for August the 1st and August the 2nd, 2026, or must voters wait for this weekend?
Oh, absolutely not. Voters can also use one of the following ways to register to vote. So it's the online option that I gave you, the registertovote.elections.org.za. And then it's the, you can visit our local IEC office during office hours and then during civic and democracy education events. So there's a lot of options that they can use.
Yeah. Now, there's a concern, Ilka, regarding youth participation in elections. So what specific programs do the IEC have to reach young people?
We prioritize young people through two flagship programs. So it's a tertiary institution campaign. It runs from February to September 2026. This campaign involves engaging directly with university and college students on electoral democracy issues, in collaborating with various stakeholders. And then there's the school democracy program from April to September in 2026. This program provides civic and democracy education to learners in basic education. Additionally, we are targeting needs the youth not in education, employment or training, starting in June as part of our community outreach. Our ongoing digital campaign engages young people through multimedia across various platforms and social media, including campus media, to effectively reach young and first-time voters.
Okay, I see the IEC also uses radio, which is the case today, and TV to promote voter education. So can you tell us a little bit more about those campaigns?
Okay, so the TV and radio remain trusted sources for information. For the 2026 municipal elections, we have been running community radio campaigns from August over 150 stations nationwide. We also have TV and other radio campaigns on the SABC and commercial stations that are ongoing. In April 2026, the IEC launched a podcast available on YouTube and social media designed for citizens to access in on the go. Since Wednesday, 3rd June 2026, SABC 1 started airing Beats for My Peeps and the IEC Youth Focus Series promoting voter registration through music and culture.
So how is the IEC using technology to promote voter education in these elections, Ilka?
Okay, so we are enhancing accessibility to voting information through technology. Our civic education digital campaign for 2026 local government elections started in March on Facebook, on X, Instagram, and YouTube. Our WhatsApp chatbot allows users to send hi to 06008000 for instant answers about registration and voting. Soon, voters will be able to register directly on WhatsApp. Our contact center is equipped to assist South Africans in all 11 official languages regarding election-related information at that same number I just said. First-time registered to vote and re-registered voters can update their details on our online portal at registertovote.elections.org.za.
Ilka, will the voter registration weekend, which is on August the 1st and the 2nd, 2026, will that be the final opportunity for registration for these elections?
This will be the final weekend for voter registration for local government elections scheduled for November 4th, 2026. We expect the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs to officially announce the election shortly after the registration weekend, at which point the voters' roll for these elections will close. Indeed, online voter registration will remain open until proclamation. Once the voters' roll is closed, anyone who is not registered will not be able to participate in the elections.
Ilka, what is your final message that you would like to share with everyone today?
Lastly, the online candidate nomination system is now live for political parties and prospective independent candidates to capture their candidates and supporters' information respectively. The Commission has commenced training sessions for the registered political parties and prospective independent candidates to prepare them for the submissions of candidate nominations and supporters' lists. For more information on the candidate nomination, interested parties and prospective independents can contact the IEC Contact Center on 0800 11 8000. Citizens who have not yet registered are reminded that the online voter registration portal will remain available under the official proclamation of the 2026 local government election. Registered voters are encouraged to verify their registration details online through the IEC mobile app by SMSing the ID number to 32810, WhatsApping hi to 060-088-0000, or by contacting the IEC Contact Center on 0800 11 8000.
Ilka, what about the draft electoral code of conduct on countering disinformation?
The Electoral Commission has published a draft electoral code of conduct on countering disinformation in the Government Gazette for public comment, a key step in ensuring the integrity of the 2026 local government elections. All South Africans, political parties, candidates, civil society, media, and other stakeholders are invited to review the draft and submit comments by 21 July 2026. The code aims to establish principles for responsible conduct, promoting ethical communication, transparency, and accountability while upholding rights to freedom of expression and access to information. Please participate by providing constructive feedback before the deadline. Draft Electoral Code of Conduct can be found on the IEC website at www.elections.org.za.
So in closing, Ilka, how can anyone that's listening to this conversation now get in touch with the IEC?
If they want more information, they can keep in touch with us or follow us on Facebook, X or Twitter, and Instagram at IEC South Africa. They can WhatsApp Hi to 0600880000. There's the website www.elections.org.za. They can send us an email. It's info@elections.org.za. And in the contact center is 0800118000, which is toll free during office hours.
Ilka, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We appreciate it. Thanks for educating us on the topic. It is a pleasure. We'll talk to you guys very, very soon again. Have a lovely day further.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye, Brad. Bye-bye, Yuko. Here we go, guys. The countdown has begun. It has begun for the country's 2026 local government elections. And that was Ilka. She was our IEC delegated official speaking to us about a number of things covering all the frequently asked questions. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast in case you missed anything. We'll be connecting with the IEC again very soon. It's Casey Drive, and it's right here with me, Brad, 11 minutes away from the top of the hour, right here on Drive.